criminal Barack Hussein Obama, after acting as the sitting senator for a whopping 143 days before becoming the President of the United States of America, mysteriously, his hand-picked rival, none other than Hillary Clinton herself. See, the feud begins on the campaign trail by dividing the party line. Of course, all contrived to stir up the American people to drive them, in this particular case, to their favorite candidate in the hopes of making it to the people's White House.
I did not say anything about Ronald Reagan.
Lies were contrived and stirred up about each other on both sides, as were their fabricated victories.
So today, I am standing with Senator Obama to say, yes, we can!
This to dilute the truth and blur the line in hopes that you, the American people, will settle for the lesser of two evils in which we're delivered up is your choice for the next president.
I was fighting against those ideas when you were practicing law and representing your contributor, Resco, in his slum landlord business in inner city Chicago.
In the end, Barack Hussein Obama wins and then appoints his rival, we were told, criminal Hillary Clinton, to the position of Secretary of State.
I want the country to appreciate an extraordinary role she's played during the course of my administration.
Folks, this is nothing short of pro wrestling and circus politics with pre-scripted results.
The next president of the United States, Hillary Clinton.
Politics in America is identical to pro wrestling, said former pro wrestler Jesse Ventura. Now, folks, this next piece is about being principled, acting in accordance with morality, and showing recognition of right and wrong. Not about defending the politician with your favorite jersey on. This is to open your eyes to the games that are being played with you, the American people, as the pawn on the game board by that of ill-designing men. Again, this is not about your favorite politician. It is about being principled. Remember what President Dwight D. Eisenhower rightly said when he said that when a people value its privileges above its principles, soon loses both. Americans, we are to be patriots, not pawns. A patriot defined is a person who is true to God and to his country. To the Constitution for which hundreds and thousands have fought, bled, and died, ratifying that document against tyrants in foreign lands. Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he is efficiently serving the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else, said President Theodore Roosevelt. When I was a little boy, I remember when me and my brother and my mom and her boyfriend would go to the pro wrestling matches. I can also remember when we would be inside of the auditorium and how I thought to myself, as I was amazed as to how that the roof stayed intact considering how loud it would get inside of that building. I would look at my mom and my brother, they would be yelling and screaming at the top of their lungs, and at the same time they would be laughing sadistically. They were both laughing because we all knew that it was all a facade, fake, fabricated, and fictitious. I mean, after it was all over with, we would leave the building and everyone would be hoarse. Everyone's voice was completely worn out. And in the meantime, they were creating new rivals and scenarios to get you back into the building so fans could be lied to on another day. And what's crazy about all of this? People know that this is all fake, premised.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of 3 decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations to a value of the nation past and the reverence to God and in our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You know what? For the life of me, I don't understand when we use the law, Romans 3:20, which brings the knowledge of your transgression, why people are so busy trying to justify corrupt men. I mean, it blows me away. And then when you call them out for their good in warning them, right? Psalm 19:11, they get mad that you warned them about the corruption of the people that they put back into office. Isn't that crazy? They shoot the messenger. They get angry with the messenger. I mean, it's insane. And it reminds me of none other than Calvin's analogy that he gave of the man that was laying on the bed and he was trying to go to sleep at night and his dog kept barking and barking and barking. And as his dog was barking, he got up and he got angry with the dog and he told the dog to shut up. He said, keep it down. Not knowing that someone is trying to break into his house. You know, the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. So the man goes back upstairs. He gets back into bed. Hopefully the dog's going to shut his mouth now. Again, not knowing the impending danger. What does he do? All of a sudden, the dog starts hearing someone trying to break back into the house, and the dog starts to bark again. A faithful dog, right? Good dog. Good watchdog. That's what we want, right? Well, all of a sudden, the owner gets up, grabs a paper, rolls it up, and starts to beat his dog down, telling the dog to shut his mouth once again, not realizing that someone's trying to break into his home to kill him. The man goes back up to sleep. He gets back into his bed, lays there for a little while. All of a sudden, the dog hears something again. And as faithful as that dog was, regardless of what his owner knew or didn't know, he started to bark at the intruder. And so in the process, the man got sick and tired of the dog, went into his closet, grabbed his shotgun, came down and shot his dog dead. Couple minutes later, the man breaks into the house and kills the man that just shot his dog dead. This is exactly what people do with a prophetic voice. Those that have been commanded by God to warn men concerning the impending dangers. And calling out men's sins that they might not subject themselves to them to be further enslaved. But rather, the people would rather sit back and listen to Ephesians 4:14 all day. They would rather be ousted and entertained out of their own freedoms to be further enslaved, as I said, by the dupes of ill-designing men. And that's where America is today. And again, no matter how many times I try to warn people, they don't want to listen. They just want to go get the gun and they want to shoot the messenger or anybody else that's willing to tell them of the impending danger concerning the corrupt individuals that they're putting back into office. Now, I'm saying that for the very reason. Another guy came back to me today and he said, you know what, Bradley, it's not like we're voting in a savior. I said, oh, yes, you are. They're magistrates, are they not? Well, when you look throughout Scripture, you can see that it was the Lord that appointed those magistrates, right? Yep. And what were they appointed for? And I'm thinking of 1 Peter 2:14. They were appointed to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous, and going back to the Old Testament in Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And again, the New Testament fulfilling the Old Testament. So they were appointed for our good, not for our evil. Well, what happens if they're appointed for our evil? Well, I'm just thinking of this right now, and I'm going to go there really quick for you so you can hear it for yourself. And when I go to 12:8 of the book of Psalms, what does it say, folks? That the wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. Now, I want to make a point here before I get into the scoundrels. Benito Mussolini, Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, Pol Pot, Idi Amin. The list goes on and the list goes on, and it's still an operation today. They love scoundrels because scoundrels are easily controlled. That's exactly right. I'll explain that in just a little bit here. Let me go back to the guy that said, we're not appointing a savior. Well, then let me ask you the question, friends, anybody, even those that would oppose this view, it matters not, because the facts are the facts, and facts are stubborn things, and they're not going to move because your feelings don't like them. Your feelings aside, let's get to be to the point where we're a principled people again, the way that we used to be in this country. Well, Bradley, you know, we're not appointing a savior. Well, then I ask the question, then why does the guy put his hand on the Bible to swear to uphold God's enumerated laws found in the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? So help me God. I'm just curious. Oh, all of a sudden, crickets, that shuts their mouth. There's no gainsay there, right? Then they try to come back and say this, that, or the other thing. And it's like, folks, you have to understand something. Our rights come from God. They don't come from corrupt man. I want to say this too. Man is not the standard. Christ Jesus is the standard, because that's the standard by which we will all, individually and corporately, regardless if you believe it or not, he is the standard in which we will all be judged by, Acts 17:31. But just setting the record straight again, because I'm still waiting for that phone call after 20 years of radio. For all those people that oppose me, I'm kind of curious to know where all those revisionists are to get on the radio show and to set me straight. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Did you know that the Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office, did you know that the oath is, I do profess faith in God the Father and in Jesus Christ his only Son and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore? What are you talking about? I mean, give me a break. I mean, folks, does ignorance speak louder than the facts? In some minds, it does. And that's a fool. And what does the Bible tell us in Proverbs 13:13? Those that despise his word destroyeth their own souls. They would rather destroy their own souls in trying to justify what they cannot justify rather than to hold to the word of the truth. Because the reason being, it's the oldest sin in the Bible, folks. Oldest sin under the sun. It's idolatry. They serve self. They don't serve the Lord. But they're going to find out that they do serve the Lord regardless if they think so or not. Because again, it's appointed unto men that we are going to face him off in judgment. Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5:10, the list goes on. Pennsylvania Constitution, I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the evil. 1-281-845-4704. You're talking about Bradley right now about a guy that said we're not appointing a savior. No, he's there to uphold the savior's laws, right? It's premised on common law. Do your homework. That's why you have Moses above all of the capitals throughout the United States of America. Massachusetts Constitution is along the same lines. I'm going to come back. I'm going to give you a couple more before we get to the topic of the scoundrels. 281-845-4704.
281-845-4704.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths and working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Yep.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty again, folks. I want you to pay attention to the crickets. This is one of the retorts that we hear from the people out there who can't think for themselves. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. You know, when you hold them to the standard of law, because the law is perfect, I'm sick and tired of hearing about how, well, you know, they're not perfect. They're infallible. They're fallible. They're frail. All this other, the excuses they want to make for men as they lose their freedom sickens me to the core. It really, truly does. I'll tell you what, on the other side of that, you look in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, of those that fought, bled, and died fighting against tyrants in third world countries, you see what they won't tolerate here back in their own backyard in America. They're pretty stringent about magnifying those laws. Why? Because they understand the price paid to give the freedoms to the people in magnifying the laws against corruption. Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 7, 8:10 of Hebrews, 10:7 of Hebrews, Romans 3:31, and then go back to the foundation, Jesus Christ himself, who is the head of the corner. And the bottom line is, friends, Matthew 5:17. Listen to what he said. Let me show you this again, because people are coming back with retorts. Well, we're not voting in the Savior. Yeah, we are. And you know who this comes from? This comes from professed Christians. Isn't that crazy? See, they don't realize that Jesus came into the world to save men from their sin, not in their sin. They don't know the Bible that well, because they're hirelings that cherry pick everything, only told them what they wanted to hear them or wanted them to hear.
because they didn't want to lose their tithe. Isn't that right? Yeah, that's exactly right. Let's go to North Carolina right now, just giving you the oaths that are sworn in by men. Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, verse 23. In North Carolina, no person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether of the Old or the New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place or trust or profit in the civil department within the state. 1-281-845. Okay, not talking about Elon Musk, okay? Unless you're talking about a savior. Pennsylvania. And each member of the legislature, before he takes his seat, shall make and subscribe the following declaration. I do believe in God, the creator and the governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. Where did they get that from, friends? Does that sound like that? Maybe that's coming from the scripture? No, instead of actually holding their favorite politicians to the standard of law, see, they understand that the law condemns the crime of their idol, their favorite politician. What they want to do is they want to justify themselves and justifying the likes of who they're putting into office. Now, I want to make something very clear here. I want you to understand that I'm not showing you, with the use of God's law, how corrupt your favorite politicians are. I'm not showing you with the use of God's law how your favorite corrupt politician is, because we already know that they're corrupt. I'm showing you how corrupt you are in an attempt to justify what the Lord clearly condemns. And that is exactly what it comes down to. That is exactly what it comes down to. And that's why the Lord judges not just individuals, but corporately as countries as well. Because of the accomplices that helped and aid corruption to the office in the first place. I'm going to go ahead and take Stacy. Stacy, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Well, I said, thank you. Keep preaching the word. That is what we, I guess I never thought that this politic would change anything, because it is a revival we need. We need to be sharing the gospel. It's all these fake Christians out there think they're going to heaven.
Yep.
And they're going to vote for ungodly things, and they will tolerate ungodly things. And we have to share Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only way to the Father, and we need to follow Him, not our feelings or the culture.
Amen. What were you talking about with Elon Musk? I hope that you're coinciding or bringing this to the table for the very purpose that now the conservatives of the day, because Donald Trump has now christened him, Elon Musk is now the one that they're idolizing at every given step and at every word that falls from his mouth. Is that what you were going to bring to the table here?
I feel he's a false flag. I think he's dangerous. He's a Satanist. And he can say he's a Christian, but I think he has a compound with two wives somewhere, and I don't know enough. I haven't seen the fruit of his change.
Right. Well, we see that with Russell Brand. We see this with so many other people. Joe Rogan's now the new one. All the conservatives that put Donald Trump in office, and they have cheerleaded him every step of the way. Now, all of a sudden, they became Christians too. And the reason many of them are doing it, for those that did not know, is because the Diddy tapes are now exposing them for being a part of the trafficking that's been going on under the new Jeffrey Epstein, namely P. Diddy. So, for the record, we all know now. 281-845-4704. If you want to go ahead and jump online, please do. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And again, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Let's get to this. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be, those that call themselves Christians, also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works, right? Yes, it's true. See, the Lord will send a strong delusion that the people might believe concerning the politician and the mainstream media's propaganda narrative, Micah 6:16, concerning their lies. And this is because the people themselves receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. They hate the truth. They love their politician. And it's interesting, they love their politician so much so that they're willing to go right into hell headlong with him because they're trying to justify the same thing that the corrupt politician is trying to justify, and it's never going to happen in a million years. So if the people would look to the past when it comes to those who are used to overthrow the masses, well, history again teaches us the people loved the tyrants. They didn't hate them. In America, there's enough truth accessible to every one of us so as to say that there is no excuse in any sense of the word. And instead of judging men by their fruit, Matthew 7:16, because again, Christians were called to be fruit inspectors, man says that he will judge them by what they say regardless of what they do. And in turn, the people themselves that tolerated the corrupt politician will then in turn suffer the consequences of, again, those people who they have not kept in check. Do you understand? We're on this precipice right now. It was a dictator who said it's a good thing, namely Adolf Hitler, it's a good thing for people in power that the people never think. Now, just over the last couple days, last couple hours, we have been watching Donald Trump appoint those around him. And again, put this up to Psalm 12:8, that the wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted. Before I get to that, I want you to see this because this is the truth of the matter. Now, you do see and you do understand because you have heard and you have seen that the said Republican National Convention, the panel approves the new Trump-backed platform in the place of Christ's, softening itself down on abortion and same-sex marriage language. Okay, so they struck it. Okay, so what they did is now we're on the rise. See, I've said this a million times. Where justice dies when the people don't hold corrupt politicians accountable, where justice dies, tyrants rise. And it's exactly what you're seeing transition right in front of your faces today. What am I talking about? The Trump-backed platform, he's okay with abortion. He always has been. I've highlighted that 100 times. And same-sex marriage, no one's advocated same-sex marriage more than he himself. Just ask him. He even called himself the most, the gayest president in American history. So he's trying to advocate for what God condemns. This reminds me in the book of Matthew where the Lord said, Jesus talking to them, you Capernaum, who have been exalted to heaven, you're going to be brought down to the lowest of hell. You better bet your bottom dollar that that's what's going to happen in America through his judgments, because we can see judgments falling upon the American people on a 24/7 basis because of what they tolerate. And who is the ones that are propping this corrupt politician up that says it's okay to abort babies now and it's okay that two men get married and two women get married? None other than their favorite politician. I'm going to get back to the scoundrels so you can see who they are in just a couple minutes so you can understand that the apple doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree as to who his appointees are. Sons of Liberty Radio.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Clay Parker here. If you'd like to support a boots-on-the-ground ministry that is actively and effectively spreading truth, sharing the Word of God, and furthering God's kingdom, you can't go wrong by supporting Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty. Find out how you also can become a soldier of the cross.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BBS Radio. .com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Hi, I am Brittany Hillman. I have known Bradley and his family for over 5 years now. If you're looking for a true man of God to keep you up to date on current events, constitutional law, and tying it all together biblically, then Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty is a place to be. I can say from experience the man walks the walk and talks the talk and will bend to no man, sticks to the Bible, and is always seeking and speaking the truth. Bradley says the things that need to be said that no one else will. I am truly thankful and blessed for all that his ministry has done for my family and I. Please consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty to keep the gospel and truth spreading around the world.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-281-845-4704. Okay, so let's get over to this really quick so you guys can understand as to what's going on. Again, showing you that the wicked fruit does not fall too far from the wicked tree. Okay, I was just highlighting the fact that RNC, this was back in July, and Trump's been doing this forever. He was the one advocating transgenders, as they call them, in his pageants. Him and his wife are out there fundraising with the sodomites. They're partying with the sodomites in Florida. Again, this is nothing new. And I've shown you, I've given forth the evidence. And I'm not giving it to you just through one event. I've given it to you out of the mouth of two or three concerning the events that you can understand that it should be established. He is a corrupt devil from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. And he's one step away from meeting his maker, no question about it. But look at this. So today's conservatives and professed Christians, they said, fool me on that. We don't care about what the Lord says about it. We care about what Donald Trump says about it, right? And that's exactly what they've done. And again, I want to make clear, people understand something. Bradley, why do you hate Donald Trump? Here's the deal. I don't like being lied to, and I don't like him lying to people. And he's got the mainstream media and all of his little cohorts and all the blind sheeple in America's professed churches across the country, while the opposite is true, propping him up, cheerleading him back into the people's office so he can go ahead and abuse these people again. It's not so much that I hate Donald Trump, but I'll tell you what, if you're born of the Spirit, true religion and true Christianity says that you will love what the Lord loves and hate what the Lord hates, right? Psalm 97. And the fact of the matter is I'm not going to stand back and allow this to go on without someone speaking out against it. You know, you got a brand new movie coming out. I think it's a Christian, American version and a American Christianized version of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. It's probably going to be gutted, but we'll see. But Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he was the guy that was standing by himself railing against Adolf Hitler. And you know what's crazy about it? You guys have all heard of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. You know, in America, there's a book written about Dietrich Bonhoeffer, his biography, by a guy named Eric Metaxas. And all these people that write these books and they say the things that people want to hear. He writes a book about Dietrich Bonhoeffer standing against Adolf Hitler. But it's interesting that you see Eric Metaxas sitting behind the likes of those politicians that are doing the exact same things Adolf Hitler did to 80 million people in their time. You know, and what is it? I'm trying to get this guy on the radio as well. You know, what is it? The spirit of the world hasn't changed. They persecute the righteous, and then when they're dead, they're praised. It's exactly what Eric Metaxas is doing from my observation of who he is and what he's doing right now. And it's shameful conduct, to say the least. So it's not so much me hating on Donald Trump. It's why is Donald Trump hating on America? Because of what he's doing. And you're going to get a good taste of it as I show this to you, even as we speak now. So we go over to Donald Trump and we see who's his new appointees, right? We all see this. This is what's happening in front of us right now. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to show you the article I just wrote. Trump appointees, idolaters, your saviors are not who you think they are. And then when I scroll down just a little bit, I want you to see this video in particular, and we'll start it off with just this so you can understand.
Are wearing, they're all in their blue suit and their red tie, the Trump uniform, every single one of them. It seems that they shopped at the same store and got the exact same suit and the exact same tie. There's also just the fact that the people that Donald Trump is surrounding himself with aren't exactly legal angels. You have Chuck Zito. Chuck Zito was an outlaw in a motorcycle gang in New York City, the Hells Angels. He spent years in prison on drug charges. Boris Epstein, Donald Trump's legal advisor, indicted in Arizona regarding the fake electors scheme. Bernie Kerik, the former commissioner of the New York City Police Department, who was in prison for tax-related charges and then later pardoned by Donald Trump. Alan Dershowitz, beginning in 2015, Dershowitz was involved in a series of defamation lawsuits and countersuits over allegations he engaged in sexual misconduct. He denied them. Matt Gaetz, Representative Gaetz, is being investigated by the House Ethics Committee over allegations that include sexual misconduct. He's also denied any wrongdoing. Jason Miller, Donald Trump's spokesperson, owes Geo Media, formerly Gizmodo Media Group, nearly $42,000 in legal expenses after he tried and failed to sue the company for accurately reporting on legal filings stipulating he'd secretly drugged his pregnant mistress with an abortion pill. The people that he's surrounding himself with, I mean, if the jury knows anything about them, and maybe they don't know the details of some of these allegations against each of these individuals, but they're not, he's not surrounding himself with angels, but rather Hell's Angels.
That's exactly what he's doing. And this is what the people, you know what it comes down to, their worshipers, his worshipers, his idolaters, they see no evil and they hear no evil. That is until that evil overtakes them. That is how it works, folks. That's exactly how it works. Now, what I want to do, I want to move on here because I want you to understand Susie Wiles. He was one of the first that was picked, appointed by Donald Trump. And in 2023, federal indictment of Trump for mishandling classified documents, a person was mentioned and labeled a PAC representative who Trump is alleged to have had shown a classified map concerning a military operation. According to the propaganda outlet ABC News, sources have said that the person is Susie Wiles. For those that do not know who Susie Wiles is, Health Impact News highlighted the fact that she is a former pharma lobbyist to run Trump's White House. So what would you expect when you put the father of the vaccine back into the people's White House? What do you expect? What do you think the outcome would be, friends, if you reap what you sow? I mean, can you make it up? Galatians 6, 7. You can't make it up. You just can't make it up. How is it that these followers don't see this? It's because they're willfully blind. They have their finger on their eyeballs, right? Okay, and then secondly, let's just keep moving on while we have the time to do so. It's the fastest national hour on radio. Then we have, you can't make this up, this goofy joker. I want you to check this out. And this is none other than Matt Gaetz. It's interesting, and I'll highlight this in a moment, but I'm going to let this play out so you can see it for yourself. Concerning Matt Gaetz, he is an absolute joke on the American people. Let's check this out.
Elect as a deeply gifted and tenacious attorney, writing, Gaetz will, quote, root out the systemic corruption at the DOJ. Yeah. A department Mr.
No, he's
Trump
a fox
has
in the
long
chicken coop.
Against, as he's faced multiple criminal investigations, even musing at one point that prosecutors should be thrown in jail, and saying this when asked if he would use the justice system to go after perceived political enemies.
Look, when this election is over, based on what they've done, I would have every right to go after them.
Gaetz often serving as an attack dog for Mr. Trump.
The lawfare we've seen against President Trump will do great damage well beyond our time in public service.
We either get this government back on our side or
what
we defund and
joke.
Get rid of, abolish the FBI, CDC, ATF.
Tell them what they want to hear and they'll go for it. They're drinking it in. Useful idiots.
And saying this back in 2020.
Maybe I should serve as Attorney General of the United States. If necessary, I'd fire every little kicker at the J. Edgar Hoover building.
Within the DOJ, reaction to the nomination, scathing. Multiple current and former senior officials left speechless, calling it insane, unbelievable, and one saying he is the least qualified person ever nominated for a position in the Department of Justice. Some officials raising concerns about the would-be top lawyer for the country having been the subject of a years-long federal investigation for alleged sex trafficking of a 17-year-old girl. The prosecutors ultimately closed the case without charges, and Gaetz...
I want you to contemplate something, because that's what I wanted to get to, friends. You do need to understand that Matt Gaetz, the DOJ under Joe Biden, is the one that left off Matt Gaetz. Only, again, to show you that there's absolutely no difference between what you have been taught as a left or as a right. So what I want you to hear is Matt Gaetz, again, his newly appointed attorney general, is nothing more, friends, than a fox watching over the chicken coop. Okay? They're defending the administration. That's all they're doing. For those that did not catch the fact that Matt Gaetz was caught up in a sex trafficking allegations, of course, right, which are now resurfacing once again. His friend Joel Greenberg is currently in jail awaiting sentencing in federal court next March. For what? This is Matt Gaetz's friend. He is facing up to 12 years in prison after pleading guilty last May to six federal crimes, including sex trafficking of a child, identity theft, stalking, wire fraud, and conspiracy to bribe a public official. Greenberg's plea agreement with prosecutors requires a continued cooperation with an ongoing probe into sex trafficking. His operation could play a role in the ongoing investigation into Gaetz, a Republican, the good guy, who represents much of the Florida panhandle. Gaetz was accused of paying a 17-year-old girl for sex. He has denied the allegations and has previously said they were part of an extortion plot. Now, of course, in the process of these allegations, friends, the DOJ under treasonous Joe Biden said that he would now have to face charges for, he would not have to, I'm sorry, face charges for the crimes committed. Hence, the powers that are tolerated, so you understand how this works, the powers that are tolerated now have another extorted and controlled operative under the guise and under the name of Matt Gaetz in their control to do their biddings at will. Just so y'all understand how this works. They're all extorted. Let's go over to Kristi Noem. It's another appointee of Donald Trump. He has appointed Kristi Noem, former governor of South Dakota, as Homeland Security Secretary. In September 2021, conservative media outlet American Greatness reported that Noem was having an extramarital affair with political operative Corey Lewandowski. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Final segment coming up. 1-281-845-4704.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
281-845-4704. I'm trying to get through as many scoundrels as I can get through, friends, okay? Let's get back to this. So we have Kristi Noem, Homeland Security Secretary, appointed by none other than Donald Trump. Conservative media outlet American Greatness reported that Noem was having extramarital affairs with political operative Corey Lewandowski. Noem called the report a disgusting lie. She said these old, tired attacks on conservative women are based on falsehood, that we can't achieve anything without a man's help. She said this, okay, in 2021. I want you to remember, friends, there is something called defamation. And I'll tell you what, firsthand, we had our friend Judge Roy Moore on the program probably about 9 months ago, him and his son, because Mitch McConnell, drug dealing Mitch McConnell, you know, Mr. Anti-Drugger, that was busted on his in-laws, Ping Mei, their shipping company. They busted him with 90 pounds of cocaine. He attacked Judge Roy Moore, and I knew the minute they did that, it's like it's not going to go over good for you guys. He's going to turn around and he will come after you, and it's exactly what he's done, and he's won millions and millions of dollars for defamation. If it wasn't true, Kristi Noem could easily go back after those outlets and sue them for defamation. Okay. And that's one of those deals that when someone defames you or libels you, you have to take it at them. You have to take it after them, friends. Okay. Because it's not, they don't have the right to do that. But let me go on here. In 2023 of September, the New York Post and the Daily Mail published similar reports about Kristi Noem and Lewandowski, which Noem's spokesmen all denied, right? I want you to remember that Kristi Noem, who was one of those during the pandemic, who played up to the people of South Dakota as one who was there fighting to uphold the laws against unconstitutional attacks against the people and their businesses during that time. She even went so far as to do commercials attempting to reinforce the lies that she was promulgating. In fact, what she was responsible for is she was hiding behind her subordinates, those that worked for her, to give them the unconstitutional authority to go ahead and attack the people and small businesses. This is a politician. She's got a long track record. Folks, we had Jordan Mason on the show. Again, we're not coming through gossip or hearsay. We're giving it to you directly from the people that have eyes on and have ears on concerning these scoundrels, because scoundrels are what they are. Remember what Benito Mussolini, one of the greatest scoundrels and narcissists of all time, who had the audacity to throw his hand up towards heaven and say, "Lord, if you're there, strike me dead." Has anybody seen his death pictures? And who took him out? It was his own people that finally figured him out after the fact that he was the scoundrel, and they killed him and his mistress, and they hung him upside down in Italy in the town square. And then they beat his body mercilessly. Okay, so anyways, he's the one that said, "Give me scoundrels because they're more easily controlled." Okay, again, I'm just highlighting the scoundrels. And for the record, if I ever had the opportunity, or if they ever had the intestinal fortitude to actually get up on the show, I would love to have them. I would love to have them on the show. These are the people that dodge me. You all the well know, friends, and I reiterated this, that a lieutenant governor in Michigan had told me that I needed to get on Mike Lindell's show. And I told her to go ahead and set that up, because Mike's a part of the problem too. He's another controlled operative capitalizing and spoiling the people as well. And so I said, go ahead and set it up. And in the process of doing so, it came back the very next day that there's a flag, and those people over there told those that would book Brandon House to stay away from Bradley Dean. Okay, so I'm not like running from this, folks. No. You're allowing these politicians to run from guys like me that are willing to hold their feet to the fire, but they're dodging me the way a criminal would a cop. Because the only people they can get it over on, friends, are the people that don't know the difference. And that's the truth of the matter. So let's go fast forward here concerning now none other than Tulsi Gabbard. She's no good. She's dangerous, like a good portion of the rest of them that are sold to you as freedom fighters. You know, Albert Pike is the one that said, when the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up. If the people knew the law, they would always know who the real people are, and from those that were not the real people in any sense of the word. So with that, what we'll do is I want to go over to Tulsi Gabbard really quick, and I just want to highlight the fact that I seen her at the RNC in 2012, a very, very strange aura around this scoundrel. But I want you to know who she is, because you guys all the well know, we played the video before with Trump and Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab and all of his little madmen, you know, the Bill Gates of the world, the Anthony Fauci's of the world, the head of the HWO and the head of the CDC. Those are acronyms for their unconstitutional agencies that were given a free hand to attack America and people on a worldwide basis because of the father of the vaccine. I think everybody forgot about that. But it was interesting. Donald Trump told the world how good of a job Klaus Schwab was doing during that particular time. He is a madman, is exactly what he is. And what you've been raised up to look at as being a joke is not a joke at all. That is the reality of who these people are. Let me go over to Tulsi Gabbard. Klaus Schwab, for those that didn't know, here you go. The apple, or again, the wicked fruit doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree. Klaus Schwab, the founder and executive madman of the World Economic Forum, created the Forum of Young Global Leaders in 2004 to help the world meet increasingly complex and interdependent problems. By the way, those complex and interdependent problems are the ones that they create. Create the problem, then in public play the problem solver. Look at Tulsi Gabbard. Look at this guy right next to him. I don't mean to get off course here, friends, but we are speaking of scoundrels. Daniel Crenshaw is another one of those. He's a sellout. He sold to the American people as this hero in war, as behind the backs of the American people that he's supposed to serve. What is he doing? He's hanging out with the likes of Alexander Soros, son of an international criminal named George Soros, hanging out with Mark Zuckerberg, Mrs. I Hate America, Megan Rapinoe, a lesbian. Folks, this is stuff you really cannot make up. And again, I know I need to keep pulling layers off with people, but can I honestly ask the question, what is it that the people still don't see? And this is just the tip of the iceberg. And what I'm showing you right here, friends, I'm just showing you this picture to show you who she's aligned with. And she's being put into a position of this brand new cabinet as an appointee. That's insane. She's going to be the new director of national intelligence. She's a student of Klaus Schwab, the madman. Okay. And again, let me ask you, what do you suppose is going to be the fruit of this? Oh my goodness, folks. This is just, as I said before, this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the America as you once knew it. And the sellouts who are being put into positions of authority by Donald Trump. Because Americans, most people don't realize the law doesn't give them authority to commit the crimes that they're committing against the people because it's a foreign power that runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. That's another thing all of their worshipers and his worshipers don't pay attention to. He doesn't have the authority to do it in the first place. Okay, our rights, where do they come from, friends? Do they come from politicians? Do they come from the state? Or do our rights come from the Lord? If our rights come from the Lord, remember the Lord didn't give us the right to do what his law doesn't permit. And again, these people work for us, but somehow or another, we have the mindset that we work for them. And now that Donald Trump is in office, we're supposed to go ahead and submit ourselves to whatever him and his appointees want to do unconstitutionally. No, what you don't realize, friends, is they're tearing down the Constitution. And they're doing it to the people that you've been subjected to as the good guys, the freedom fighters, as I've said. You know, the heroes, as Albert Pike rightly called them, that will be delivered up when the people need them the most. But what you don't realize is they're all compromised and they're extorted men and women that are doing what they're told to do, because if they don't, they'll be ousted. They'll be exposed for who they really are. So what's the conclusion? If only the people in this country would judge according to the scriptures, they would easily detect the frauds and the scoundrels that are being put into place to further tear down the U.S. Constitution and recreating a new order in its place. It's exactly what they're doing. America, right now you're being spoiled. You're being pillaged. You're being robbed. The country's being murdered under the guise of those that are there to save America, or by those that are there to say, let's make America great again. Folks, get in the Word, read the Constitution. Don't get mad at me for what you tolerate. Get mad at yourselves for what you tolerate, because I'm not. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Time to book us is now.